such a whirlwind time going up there my rookie year, you know, clinching the division up there, then getting the win here, you know, for the first time in franchise history. It was just a special moment.
Memories. That was pretty fun. 2011, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the best.
Let's just relive that last drive. It's the last time the Texans were in Cincinnati. You're trailing. The only time you have the lead is with the final 2 seconds. But what was going on that last drive?
I think we just all made our minds up that we were going to go win the game. And so, you know, that game we had struggled offensively all game. You know, Cincinnati had a formidable defense then. They still do now. But we felt like there were some plays out there to be made. And, you know, collectively as a group, we decided to come together and make it happen. And, you know, TJ just played lights out. I mean, made a bunch of great passes to OD on third down catches. Yeah. And, you know, made big runs that, you know, got us first downs. We had a big pass interference penalty. But we made the plays we needed to play. We made the plays that we needed to make. And we made history for the organization.
And the magic carpet ride continued. That had to be a fun drive to call as a play-by-play.
That was my call.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. It was a magical season. That was a great day. I think the playoff win over the Bengals a few weeks later maybe was the best day in the history of the franchise. It was a perfect day. You know, great control of the game in the second half, late in the first half, Watt with the pick six. Great memories, no doubt. And you mentioned it last time they went to Cincinnati. You know, that's terrific to have that memory. But, man, the Bengals, I mean, look at them. They're 8-0, and you're going up there, and TJ's on the team again. It's just, it's kind of strange. Maybe it sets something up that's going to be very dramatic on Monday night in favor of the Texans.
Well, I mean, the Texans were the underdog, both in 11 going up there, as well as in 09 when they went up there. But at quarterback, you got to keep, or at least Brian Hoyer has to keep doing what he's been doing,
right,
which has thrown 12 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions in the last 5 games. He's going back to Ohio. That's where he's from. What have you seen so far from Brian Hoyer? What have you liked?
I mean, his quarterback rating is over 100. He's making the passes he needs to make. He's not turning the ball over. He's finding D-Hop. I mean, smart man is going to throw the ball to the guy that just wants it. He's going to go up and get it. And I think early in the year, I think the first game of the season, D-Hop didn't catch that many passes until Mallett came in the game. I think Hoyer kind of realized, like, all right, if I want to keep playing on the team, I need to throw it to Hopkins. And so he's been doing that, and it's been successful.
No doubt. It's kind of almost gotten lost how well he's played, you know, because the Texans have lost 5 games.
You look at Hoyer's numbers. He's top 10 in quarterback rating in the National Football League. That's good. I mean, even take away the mop-up time touchdowns, the numbers are still pretty good for Brian Hoyer, but he's got to get off to a fast start. They always talk about that. I think it's crucial in this game at night. You don't want to let an 8-0 football team get a double-digit lead on you. The crowd buries you. It's going to be tough. Got to get out in front somehow, and Hoyer obviously is going to be a huge part of that attempt.
How different as a player is it when you're playing on Monday night as opposed to the Sunday noon contest?
I think everybody gets up for Monday night games. It's you know, you're waiting in the hotel all day long, and you know, there's nothing. It's kind of weird because there's no sports on TV. You play Sunday night, you're watching other games,
sure,
but like on a Monday, you're watching, you know, whatever comes
Jerry
on
Springer. Like
Jerry Springer and whatever is, you know, random shows that come on during the day. So it's different, but when you get there and those lights come on, you know, guys play their best ball, and it's fun to be around.
For the record, on Mondays during the day at the hotel, I'm watching the back of my eyelids, so I'm trying to sleep and, you know, be ready. Well, what about you? What do you do? Do you put honey on the throat?
Yeah, I do that. I nap a little bit. But Wade's right. Even for me, waiting around all day, it's like, okay, let's go. I mean, it's a phenomenal thing to be part of a primetime event, but sometimes you just want to kick the ball at noon and, you know, get to it because you're so hyped up.
Well, you guys get hyped up. I can sleep through the chaos somehow. I don't know. I've got that about me.
You've got small kids.
That's right, small kids. Speaking of big kids, though, John Harris is a big kid, and he's got your fantasy update for the week.
Welcome into FanDuel Formula, everyone. I'm your host, John Harris, and it's time to break down Week 10 in fantasy football land. One quarterback, one running back, and one wide receiver that will provide you good value on FanDuel or just in your fantasy league this weekend. I'll start with the quarterback, Derek Carr of the Oakland Raiders. The second-year gunslinger has been fantastic, and the Raiders are scoring points against everybody. Now, it's Minnesota, a pretty good defense in Minnesota, but Oakland can put the ball in the end zone on anybody. And at $7,500, Derek Carr is excellent value at the quarterback position this weekend against Minnesota. At running back, D'Angelo Williams of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I gave him to you earlier this year, and it paid off. Well, I'm giving him to you again, mostly because at home, but they're also facing the Cleveland Browns, the 32nd ranked run defense in the NFL. D'Angelo had a great ball game last week against Oakland. He should have another one, and at $7,600, a little bit more expensive, but you get great value with D'Angelo Williams. And the best value to me of the day is Tavon Austin, the St. Louis Rams slot receiver. The Rams are taking on Chicago, played on Monday night on the road, have to go on the road again to St. Louis. Tavon Austin, only $6,000. I think you can get pretty good value, not only as a receiver, but also as the guy running the football. I think Tavon Austin's a great value this week. If you want to play FanDuel with all of us, HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass. We'll be right back after this.